What's up? So we're back for another round of Gay and Rosé. So I have my friend here, Damien.
How you doing? I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Starting off today being a marvelous day. I'm not feeling the best, but of course I'm going to put on for the camera. So Damien, tell everybody about yourself.
Well, first and foremost, everybody know I'm like a Florida native. For those who don't know, I'm from Charleston, so I do represent Chucktown sometimes.
Yes.
I'm new to Columbia, been here for like a year and some months. You know, I met Mike through some card players, and he became cool, and we kicked it. And matter of fact, this is how we got this idea for Gay and Rosé over some rosé.
Yes.
But I ain't gonna tell everybody Mike got me drunk, but you know.
Well, yeah, Damien, I didn't tell nobody because, you know, I'm not that kind of friend that put everybody business out there. But Damien got so drunk, you guys. I just said I wasn't going to do it, but then I'm still doing it. But anywho, you brought it up. Damien got so drunk where, just know he got drunk. I'm not going to do you like that. But today's topic is about interracial relationships.
Gay and Rosé.
Now, I know it's not, I guess it's kind of a big thing depending who you are. It's not a big thing, it is a big thing depending on a certain person you are, but I didn't feel no type of way until just recently when Ryan Russell, which is the NFL player who just came out gay or bisexual, he just came out bisexual, and then like 2 days later he came out with a picture with his boyfriend who happens to be white. It pissed me off I don't know why it pissed me off, but I think because it's an NFL player, and I just feel like, you know, I'm not racist, you guys, but I feel like all the white people always get the NFL players, and I don't think so. I don't know. It's something like Golding to me. I don't know, but.
What?
Tell me what you think about it.
I disagree because I've been in an interracial relationship before. And for me, it wasn't even about the skin color. And yes, they were white. But the fact was, it wasn't even the simple fact that they were white. It's just the simple fact that me being a Florida boy and being around Haitians and stuff like that, it just, for me, it was like something different. Because I'm so used to being around like certain kind of people. And mm-hmm. like I was attracted to him from the conversation. And from the conversation, it's just the fact that I wasn't even looking at the skin type.
Mm-hmm.
I was just more intrigued with the conversation. I was interested. I wanted to get to know more. And to me, I feel the same way with him. I feel like a lot of people need to look at it like this. Everybody say, oh, he's an NFL player. But to think about this now, let's say he's an NFL player, right?
Okay.
And he comes out. A lot of people, I don't care what race they are, a lot of people don't want to deal with that backlash. Because you know how we do sometimes. They'd be like, well, I'm more discreet. I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you have to look at that. And I'm like, would you want to deal with that backlash he would have to go through if he came out with you? Like, honestly, would you want to deal with that backlash?
Yes, I'd rather go through that backlash. I do.
So even if he lost his job, you still would be with him?
Well, right now he's a free agent, so he doesn't even have a job right now,
But see, the fact that he have to still deal with that, but would you still want to be with him?
Yes. Yes.
So it's for love, right, and not for money.
Well, I mean, I can't say right now. I mean, I'm just speaking of a topic. Hopefully, I've never been the type to go dig, but.
I'll plead the fifth on that one, but.
What? But I don't know. It did make me feel some type of way. And you know, a lot of women always feel like, why do a black man got to go to a white woman?
For me, some black women, they are built to be strong straight out the gate. So it's you know, they want that independence, and some black women don't know how to. And I'm not hating on them. I'm like, independence is good. But I feel like some people feel like they don't know how to just be with somebody to contribute to the pot. They just like, I don't need no man for this. I don't need mm-hmm. a man for that. I'm like, well, if you got a man who's trying to come to take some stuff, some of the burden off of you, like, let him do that. He's not saying you don't need him. Because at the same time, your independence is probably what attracted him to you in the first place. And he's not trying to change you, but he's just trying to compliment you on that. And that's how I just feel. And
so we do have a question that says, what if he lost his job as an NFL player? And would it still be a problem for you? Oh, that's for me?
Mm-hmm.
I think if we're already in this thing together, I don't think it would be a problem Are you speaking of me about being a, oh, having been with a white man? Let me clarify that question, because would it be an issue if he lost his job and he's still dating a white man, Tamikio? Other races treat me better. They don't be worried about my money. Okay, well, that might be another reason. So my friend Champagne said other races treat her better. They don't worry about her money. So I guess they...
But right, but some people are like that, because I'm just going to speak for me and from my example. Because, like, I've met some black guys where they're more like, they're more discreet, or they don't want people to be, like, to know about them. And sometimes we tear each other down as black people. And you have to look at that's true, though. It's not
that's
like, you have to understand when you're together, you're trying to build together. I want to be with somebody I can build. Like, I want a family, I want a house. I don't care who make the most money. I don't give a damn if you work at Burger King. If you know your goal is, like, I want to be the manager of Burger King, hey, let's get us to that point where you can be the manager of Burger King and I still can be the president of my company and we making money together.
Well, that's true. So,
but some people don't look at it like that. Everybody see like just the color. It's like, oh, well, he got money and he's with a white girl. It's like, oh, it's never about credit. It's like I said, some people don't know how to let their guard down.
So why do you feel like people go outside their race to date?
Like, but what? Oh, because like it can even be like a religious type thing, you know, like, you know how sometimes your family like to embed, like, you know, hey, you know, stick to whatever, and sometimes
yeah, that's
you want to go out and try something different and that different might attract you. So like opposite do attract, and you have to look at that, and it's not even about the color of the skin, because at the same time, the same way that we giving this NFL player backlash, his boyfriend could be going through the same thing with his family because he's talking to a black man, and a lot of people ain't even looking at it like that. They're just looking at, oh, he's a black man and he's an NFL player.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. That's how I'm looking at it.
So, see, I look at it from both ends because, like I said, I've dated a white person before.
I guess it's because, you know, we have the Kardashians who always date athletes. We have the Evelyn Lozadas who now has a basketball, had a basketball player, an NFL player, baseball player.
Right.
And it's always been a black man they've been with. And
but you
also,
have to understand, she's attracted to athletes.
But they're never, okay, but yes, somebody
but
with money.
She's attracted to athletes.
Somebody with money.
But if once she step out of that realm, like, well, I don't want to talk to any more athletes no more, and I want, like, a regular person who's not in the industry, mm-hmm. she might find that love that she wants. And some people, you have to try something different.
Yes. So Tamikio said, I'm asking if he wasn't a player or lost his job, would it then be an issue with him dating a white guy or girl matter to you? Well, no, I never had an issue with anybody dating outside their race until I saw this picture. Like, it kind of like stung.
But there's
like,
another.
Bit.
But there was another athlete before him, though.
Yeah, it was.
And he ended up getting kicked off the football team. And yeah. I'm like, but a lot of people didn't rave at the fact.
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember his name. I saw that guy, but you know, I'm rubbing.
But he was also born. He was adopted. I think his people that he was adopted by was a white family, I think.
But like, right, because even if his parents, let's say that NFL player, right, his family
know
was,
that
let's say the family, his was a white adopted family, and let's say he grew up around mainly white people, and that's mm-hmm. what he knows. So maybe that's why he got attracted to the white guy, because you never know people's situation these days. And like I said, some people, you just said.
Yeah, I have a cousin actually, she married a white man and then had a baby by her also. And I can go by those instances. Like people would actually question when she was with her daughter looks white, but she has like, you know, curly hair, but her daughter looks Caucasian. And people would look at her and like, okay, who are you with? Is this a babysitter? They never would question. They never would say, oh, that's your mother or anything. They would just, yeah, that was for you. They never would assume that's her daughter. So I guess you're always gonna get questioned about it or looked at weird. But I did some research and it was a whole website out there dedicated to, they gave it four reasons others have issues. Like other people like me have issues with people dating outside their race. Now, I don't even have an issue. It just caught me off guard, I guess, to why that was an issue. But
that's the same thing, like, how people be like, they don't know how Jay-Z got Beyonce. And I'm like, Everybody thought, like, no, because some people thought in the beginning that Beyonce just only went after Jay-Z for the money. Because he
she had her own money, though.
But no, because he wasn't attractive, allegedly, so people were saying.
But
people were saying that, because a lot of people made jokes about it, like, well, how, you know, Jay-Z get somebody like Beyonce?
Well, I mean.
But that's the same reason, like, Beyonce is fine, but Jay-Z cheated on her, you know.
That's correct.
And you gotta look at this, like, they don't care how fine you are. It's a simple fact that when Jay-Z admitted that at that time, he wasn't ready to give Beyonce everything that she wanted at that time. And he admitted that.
And she stuck around. And she didn't
because
reach
she
down.
Fought for what she want, though. That's just like everybody was like, they want that same love that Jay-Z and Beyonce got, but they don't want to go through that struggle that Jay-Z and Beyonce went through to have that love.
So this, Monique said, blacks having babies by other racists breaks up our DNA. What, girl? That girl crazy. That just to know her is to love her. So the website, it had four topics of why people have issues with others dating outside their race. One of the issues was people assume you have something against your culture. I guess people assume that you hate your culture. Like, blacks hate dating other blacks because they're ghetto or they're ignorant, or whites hate dating other whites because maybe the lack of down there, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what to say, but... I mean, all those can be valid points, though.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Well, I'll be honest. I
feel like I don't want to date no ghetto ass person, but I mean, not to say that, oh, let me go to a different race, but I'm just saying, let me try something different that, you know, something out of the norm.
Yeah. Now, I can't say I never dated outside my race, but I have been with somebody outside my race. So the topic is about where it originated from. It originated from, I can't remember. Interracial dating. The NFL player came out bisexual the other day, and then he was also captured by paparazzi. Yeah, I just got your message, Lucretia. He was captured by paparazzi with a white boyfriend, and it stuck a nerve within myself. So that's why it's a topic today. But I never dated outside my race, but I have been with... I've been with sexually outside my race, and it was just a different experience also. It was just, how can I put it? It was different.
And maybe that's the same thing for him, dating the same way your sexual experience was different, dating for him was different.
Yes, so that's why I just can't do it also. But,
I mean, if they say don't knock it till you try, that's all.
I tried it. I didn't like it. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not opposed to it. I don't know what may happen in the future. If there may be like a mix with black, I gotta have a little color in me.
I mean, you gotta look at it. My grandma must tell me, like, listen, we all look the same with the lights off.
No, we don't.
No, we all look the same. I mean, because nobody, I mean, we all bleed the same.
Well, that's true.
So that's true, really, but care.
I also, like, I don't feel like if I'm dating somebody who's Caucasian and we're in a relationship, you're not gonna get loud with me. Like, I just feel like you're not gonna get loud with me. You're not gonna tell me what to do or when to do it, or we're not gonna get into an argument. Because then I always feel like, also, you're one step away from calling me out my name like a nigger. Okay. Then I'm like, oh, watch it now. Watch it. You're not gonna call me out my name like that.
That's like a whole nother subject.
That's another subject.
We comfortable saying the word nigger, but then somebody else say we very offensive.
Who said what? You know what? It's two people have texted me now. Two people have texted me from a cute blouse for me. This is not a blouse, you guys. I'm not going to bring out the two because y'all are ignorant. But this is not a blouse, okay? I think my macaroni and cheese might be done in the oven, but I don't know. No, it's only been 14 minutes, so it's still good. The second reason why people say they hate others dating outside their race, they assume they're doing your partner a favor, which I didn't understand until I actually read on.
Or they mean like, you know, if you talk to somebody white because they got good credit, you might
correct. Have
like, correct. The stereotype.
Okay. Yes. So I'm going to date me a white doctor because I can get further in life. I can do this with, you know, I have him on my side.
No, that's how I used to feel about dating somebody older. But then I realized that, you know, maturity is not an age thing. So yeah.
Somebody, I guess it's a question for you. He said, who said that? And I was like, you know, what are you talking about? He said that we look the same with the lights off. We do not look the same with the lights off.
My grandma said that. So, you know, I don't know how that myth is, but that's what my grandma said.
We do not look the same with the lights off.
She said, we turn the lights off, we all look the same because we all going to breathe the same thing.
Now, this is what I heard because, you know, I don't want nobody shorter than me either, but they said you're the same height laying down. But I never heard that we all look alike with the lights off. Because everything doesn't look alike with the lights off. Number three says, some people assume you're slutty, which I don't understand that either. It says a person doing it just for the money or just out of sexual frustration.
But I mean, never dated. My thing is like this, even if he went public, like what is it for him to gain from him doing that? Because
I mean,
it's hard to even be gay in this world, and it's definitely being a black man. So I mean, what can he gain from that? Like, it's not like we're gonna be like, oh, kumbaya, welcome to the family.
I think for me, it just boils down to, I just like somebody who's African American. I'm not racist at all. I like all races, but for me, I'm sexually attracted to African Americans. Now, I think if people will stop worrying about why certain people date certain races outside, you know, which is theirs, then it'll be a better world. But I feel like I never really had an issue until I saw the football player who has, you know, who's rich and with a Caucasian guy. I never really had an issue about him.
But I mean, would it be an issue if he was a regular guy like me and you, though?
Black guy. Oh, come on, just a regular black guy or regular.
Like if he wasn't
black,
an NFL,
regular black,
if
he, white.
If he wasn't an NFL player and he was just like a black guy, like y'all really think it would have been a big deal?
No, because he wouldn't get no clout. He wouldn't get no.
And that's the problem. I just think the news just do it because they want people. They want to draw people in, and they just want you to click the goddamn button. For me, I'm like, if that man happy, I'm all for it. You know, I mean. I don't know their struggle like that. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It'll be nice if he, you know, he went out there and, like, you know, let us know why, you know, they're in love or why he did what he did or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, even now, I don't think he owed nobody no damn explanation because I'm...
Well, somebody told me that the reason why athletes date Caucasian are outside their race because black people can't afford to go to the games where they can actually meet the athletes. Now, I just feel like that was a stupid-ass remark. That was just dumb. It just kind of.
I don't got no comment on that one because I mean, we can afford to go to games, but I ain't paying $2,000 to get no damn court seat. I can be in the back just as loud as the one. Cause you gotta understand, I've been to a Fantasia concert one time. Lie to you not, I was behind the gate. Fantasia literally walked over the crowd up front because they was literally just sitting down and the people in the back were jamming.
More hype.
Fantasia got her bodyguards to bring her back where we were just to party with us because we was having the time of our life. Mm. So for me, I'm like, yeah, I don't have to pay $2,000 like everybody else.
See, so, well.
Because, you know what I mean? You just spend the money. I'm like, I don't think Fantasia could be like, oh, well, let me focus on them because they paid $2,000. But if you ain't enjoying her, let me focus on the people who, like, yeah. Look, I got my $150 worth, and Fantasia came to the back with us.
Well, that's true. But, well, I just think people are going to do what they like to do. If you want to date an African-American, a Caucasian, an Arabic, or whatever you want to do, if you want to date that, then that's just you. Somebody said... the shade of it all. They said those tickets are cheap.
And but I still have fun though. I still saw Fanny and Fantasia and got an autograph and a picture with her for $150.
Hey friend.
Who's that?
And that's Darren. Listen, the courtside and front row are the ones that people can't afford. Which is true.
But yeah, but what
happened? Hey Tierra.
I mean at the end of the day I feel like this, you know. Date with whoever you want to date. If they make you happy, I'm all for it, because I'm all for love. I understand black love too, and I'm not knocking all black people, but you have to understand we're so strong-minded sometimes that we can get in our own way, people. Like,
do you think he gonna stay with that man if he can't find another gig within the next 12 months?
Hell yeah.
I
ain't gonna stop.
I don't believe it.
Well,
but
how much you want to bet? My next Fantasia tickets, thank you.
Okay, well, I'll do it. Fantasia, you may have...
I want front row seats now since y'all said my tickets were cheap.
No, you won't get it from me. You're going to be in the back like you was last time. Can y'all stop testing me about my shirt? Okay, this is not a blouse. See, that's just why people can't... You know what? Well, that wraps up our topic of interracial relationships. At the end of the day, do what you guys love. If you want to be with a white man or a white woman or a black man or a black woman or an Arabic, Hispanic, it don't matter to me, to be honest, okay? Say that black people are inconsistent.
Oh, that's everybody. Believe me, that's everybody.
That's for everybody. Black people are inconsistent, but whites and Caucasians, that's the same thing. Whites and Hispanics and...
But everybody, we do stuff differently though. Like, prime example, we may moving. Let's say we might pack up boxes and stuff like that, but we don't label our boxes half the time.
I label mine.
No, because let's say a white person, like, I'm not even like, you know, saying they're better than us, but you know, most of the time they'll call like the moving company, they have this shit scheduled, they already know when the moving crew coming, not us.
So do I need somebody white?
But sometimes, what do we do? We'll call our uncle. Sometimes we got boxes. Sometimes
is that shade?
No, but I'm just saying, we just do stuff differently. Like, you know how we beat kids. White people, they don't beat the kids. You know, we just operate. And you have to understand, even if they have a child, like, they have to figure out how they're going to parent that child because, you know, they were raised different. Because for me, I'm going to beat the hell out of my child. But to him, they be like, oh, no, we got to talk to Jimmy. No, talking don't help Jimmy. Jimmy need his ass beat. Prime example. Right?
Well, yeah, that's true. Madison, I hate you too. You and Cree, I hate y'all. But again, that wraps up this new topic of interracial relationships. I have a notepad somewhere because next week we're going to get into, it's right there on top of that box behind you. Next week we're going to get into something a little bit more juicy. I just talked about this because it was something that came out this week. But next week is what makes you a hoe? What makes you a hoe? And I don't know, cause I never been a hoe before.
Lil Kim, Janet Jackson.
I never been a hoe, so I mean, I don't know what makes people a hoe. But we're gonna get into it.
Juvenile, back that ass up. I mean, come on.
Those don't make you a hoe. Those just make you want to dance. But I'm gonna try to get a co-host every time I come on the show. So if you want to be a part of the topic, what makes you a hoe? please let me know because I've never been a hoe. So I don't know why people want to.
You know, most of the time hoes don't even know that they're hoe. But you know, but you know that at every group there is one hoe in every crew though. If you don't know who that hoe is, most likely it might be you.
Well, in my crew, it's multiple hoes. I'm just happy I'm not one of them. But anyhow,
we'll feather flock together, people.
Well, I must be the one feather that flew off that stayed near. But anywho, please let me know if you want to be part of that discussion in person. What makes you a hoe? Because I really want to know why people want to be a hoe. Like, why? Why do you want to be a hoe? No.
It's hard out here for a pimp, you know, so.
But Damien, I appreciate you coming in for your first time on Gay and Rosé, and hopefully it will not be the last.
Oh, no, I'm going to be back on Why You Want to Be a Hoe.
Oh, why? Are you going to give me some insight of what makes you a hoe?
Yeah, I have my whole moment already, so I'm going to definitely talk about that, so. But see, I'm proud to admit mine because it sounds better coming from me than somebody else telling my story.
I feel like I'm like Drea Michelle from a Basketball Wives. She said wholeness can be deleted. I feel like no, maybe 7 years ago I was a hoe, but no, that's like credit. It deletes itself after a certain time frame.
No, because I feel like that's how people say, you know, like go ahead and sow your royal oats before you get married. That's basically the same thing. Go ahead and get
people,
all that shit
some
out.
Some people in their 50s are still sowing those oats.
My point exactly. So that's why it's better to get it out now, because you know you got to prepare yourself to be with that one person.
Well, that's true.
For the rest of your life.
Well, it's been real, you guys. I'm going to put the link on the Facebook when I edit the video about interracial relationships. And again, I appreciate all the views today. If you have any questions, comments, or shady comments, you know, you guys are, you know, very shady, please drop them in the inbox or under the video. And I will be back next week with What Makes You a Hoe? Gay and Rosé, you guys.